Heartland Community College is launching a training academy to support electric vehicle manufacturing.
Participants in this academy can be confident that their skills will be highly valued for years to come.
That's Rivian Public Policy Chief James Chen. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Thursday, April 29th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with Heartland Community College becoming one of two schools getting millions of dollars from the state to set up new training programs in manufacturing. As Christine Hatfield reports, Heartland is collaborating with electric automaker Rivian on a first-of-its-kind program.
Heartland Community College and Southwestern Illinois College will receive $7.5 million each from the state over the next few years for programs on electric vehicles, energy storage, and precision manufacturing. That'll make associate degrees in industrial and electric vehicle technology available to students in Normal. Heartland President Keith Corneal says the Electric Vehicle Energy Storage Manufacturing Training Academy, or EVES for short, will give students an affordable path toward living and working in the community.
We are making investments to shape a community that supports homegrown talent because these students enter the workforce directly.
Speaking at a press conference in Normal, Governor J.B. Pritzker says he wants workers to be prepared for an influx of manufacturing jobs into the state.
I'm committed to building an Illinois that is focused on the high-quality skilled labor and developing that so that we can maintain our manufacturing prowess for generations to come.
Rivian has a manufacturing plant in Normal, and its first EVs will be delivered to customers in a few months. It's expected to have around 1,800 employees by June. James Chen is Rivian's Vice President of Public Policy. He says the state is leading the way in serving electric vehicle manufacturers and workers. Chen says the company's collaboration with Heartland on training programs is an example of that.
We are only in the early stages of electric transportation revolution, and competition for skilled workers will only increase. Participants in this academy can be confident that their skills will be highly valued for years to come.
I'm Christine Hatfield.
Heartland is hoping to start its electric vehicle program in collaboration with Rivian by this fall. The college expects to start the energy storage program and have permanent facilities in place for the new certificates and degrees by 2023. Here are some other stories we're following at the WGLT newsroom. McLean County has set a new record for COVID-19 hospitalizations, now up to 61 people. There's also been a 218th death, a man in his 80s who was not living in long-term care. Only about 9,700 vaccine doses were administered here last week. That's down 19% from the week before. And two McLean County manufacturers, Brandt and Rivian, have met hiring and investment benchmarks to qualify for this year's tax incentives. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Illinois will lose one congressional district next year. It's up to the Democrat-controlled legislature to determine which seat is removed. John Shaw is director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at Southern Illinois University in Carbondale. He tells Eric Stock he expects Democrats will eliminate one of two congressional districts in Southern Illinois. That would force two Republican incumbents, Mike Bost and Mary Miller, to potentially run against each other next year for a seat Democrats don't expect to win.
I think it's very, very likely that the lost Illinois congressional seat is going to come in downstate Illinois. I think that's almost certain. There are several downstate Republicans whose districts are likely to be carved up in a way that is advantageous for the Democratic Party.
McLean County has one of those oddly shaped districts where Rodney Davis has a portion of Bloomington Normal in the 13th district, and the rest of the county goes to Darren LaHood of the 18th district. And LaHood's seat is overwhelmingly Republican. Do you see that changing, given that to give Democrats a chance at greater victories, they almost have to concede a couple of districts for Republicans?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Democratic mapmakers are looking hard at the 18th district, the 13th, the 15th, and the 12th. And seeing how the map can be reshaped to do a couple things. One, I mean, if Illinois needs to lose a congressional seat, it's going to occur in that, you know, southern half of the state almost certainly. So the map makers are trying to at least preserve their power base and if anything, expand it. So, you know, this is probably not a good year to be a Republican incumbent or, you know, a representative in a district, a Republican representative in a district in the southern half of the state, because, you know, notions of what is a fair map are likely to be challenged. And I think that, you know, when you look at some of the future district downstate coming, you know, after the census, there's likely to be a very, very, very large district that covers a big chunk of the southern, almost the southern half of the state.
We also heard the potential that Republicans would want to carve out Adam Kinzinger's congressional district because the party is upset with his vocal opposition to former President Trump. Given the GOP may have little say in this process, do you see that as any possibility, or would that be something the Democrats would look to do?
First of all, I don't think the Democratic leadership, you know, they frankly probably like having Kinzinger there as kind of a thorn in the side and stirring things up in the Republican Party. I mean, I think the congressman's greater problem or greater threat to his political career is a primary challenge next year in which more conservative elements of the Republican Party, or at least the Trump faction of the party, goes after him because of his comments on the president. I can't see Democrats necessarily trying to do anything to make his life more difficult, because I think, frankly, they kind of like having him in the position that he's in.
Governor J.B. Pritzker campaigned on fair maps. He ran an independent campaign financially. He was not beholden to anybody. The power structure in Springfield has since blown up since he took over, and yet we're still making political maps the same way we were a decade ago. Does this mean the concept of an independent map-making process is dead?
On paper, we all want that. People who want good government want that. But, you know, just the sort of the naked fact of politics is that, you know, the party that controls the governor's mansion and the General Assembly during a remap year is going to write the maps that suit its partisan interests. It's just, it's not probably the best, loftiest way of governing, but it's inevitable.
That was John Shaw from the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute speaking with Eric Stock. Before we let you go, the County Health Department is offering evening COVID vaccine appointments today. That's from 4:30 to 7 at Grossinger Motors Arena downtown. That's it for today. Support for WGLT as the leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.